So we can't necessarily assume that what we find in the Bible is what we're going to find in the Quran or vice versa. There's quite a bit of flux, I'd say, in the early Christian centuries. I've pointed that out a number of times. And so evidence of that is, you know, what we find in the Quran. We find some of these variants out in that distant land called Arabia. Well, anyway, our first prophet is Adam, and there are a number of passages that deal with stories about Adam, and as you'll see, as I've said many times, there are going to be some details that maybe are a little surprising, and some things that are left out that are also surprising. So anyway, the first one is in Surah number 2. I'm just going not chronologically, but just straight through. Surah number 2, maybe I should have done it chronologically, but I don't have it arranged that way. Chapter 2, verses 31 to 40. So this is what it says. And when thy Lord said to the angels, I am about to place a vice-regent in the earth, they said, wilt thou place therein such as will cause disorder in it and shed blood and re-glorify thee with thy praise and extol thy holiness? He answered, I know what you know not. And he taught Adam all the names. Then he put the objects of these names before the angels and said, tell me the names of these if you are right. They said, holy art thou. No knowledge have we except what thou hast taught us. Surely thou art the all-knowing, the wise. He said, O Adam, tell them their names. And when he had told them their names, he said, did I not say to you, I know the secrets of the heavens and of the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal? And remember the time when we said to the angels, submit to Adam. And they all submitted, but Iblis did not. He refused and was too proud, and he was of the disbelievers. And we said, O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden, and eat therefrom plentifully whatever you will, but approach not this tree, lest you be of the wrongdoers. But Satan caused them both to slip by means of it, and drove them out of the state in which they were. And we said, go forth. Some of you are enemies of others, and for you there is an abode in the earth, and a provision for a time. Then Adam learned from his Lord certain words of prayer, so he turned towards him with mercy. Surely he is oft returning with compassion and is merciful. We said, go forth, all of you, from here. And if there comes to you guidance from me, then whoso shall follow my guidance on them shall come no fear, nor shall they grieve. But they who will disbelieve and treat our signs as lies, these shall be the inmates of the fire. Therein shall they abide. So that's the very first of the variants of the stories of Adam and Eve. And as you can see, there are a lot of details that we don't find in the Genesis account, and some that we find in the Genesis account that we would expect to be here but aren't here. There's the ignorance of the angels, you know. God tells Adam the names. Adam doesn't come up with the names. God tells Adam the names. The angels are ignorant of the names. They are told to submit to Adam, but then Iblis does not. Who is Iblis? Is he Satan? Well, a lot of scholars don't think Iblis is the same as Satan. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of little variations here that are maybe a little bit surprising.